Do you ever feel like you are fighting for financial knowledge? Well, now you can get it at no cost or obligation. You can get a copy of our hot off the press 401k survival guide or take advantage of a complimentary consultation valued at over $999. Call Mark Giles and the team at EFS Group, 712-560-0360. That's 712-560-0360. This episode of Mark on Money is brought to you by EFS Group for all your retirement needs. Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Mark Giles or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
When planning for retirement, having enough money is important. In addition, there are a couple things to strive for: maximizing income and minimizing income tax liability. We'll discuss that and more on today's show.
And now,
live from the heart of Sioux City,
Mark on Money with your host, Mark Giles.
The key is having a plan in place, knowing what you're going to do.
A place where your retirement questions are answered.
You could be putting tens of thousands in jeopardy.
You'll get the latest news on 401ks and retirement planning.
It can make a profound difference with what you can and can't afford in retirement.
If you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place.
Welcome in to Mark on Money.
Welcome in, everybody. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall, and this is Mark on Money with Mark Giles. Mark is a certified financial planner, 30-plus years in the business. He can be found at EFS Wealth Management. All-around good guy, smart guy. Hey, Mark, what's going on?
Not too much. We're going to talk about taxes, because taxes are coming up here again.
They are.
Yippee.
Well, we talk about it a lot when it comes to retirement planning, because it's so important, and there are things that can just derail everything. But I found it interesting that there's a few things that, you know, sort of new obstacles, if you will.
Right, and I think here's the key is, and I know this because, and I'm not trying to throw any of the advisors under a bus here, but I know this for a fact, that most advisors do not focus on tax reduction or tax planning for clients, period, for maybe a couple reasons. Number one, they may not be versed in that. Or number two, they're not allowed by the company that they are associated with to do those kinds of things. But it's a huge key. You know, I was just simply talking with a client the other day who's looking at coming on board here, and was just kind of talking about and saying, you know, I got to take my required minimum distributions when I turn 72, and, you know, I'm, you know, 67 now, I don't need any money. So we started talking about what tax bracket he's currently in, and just kind of looking at and saying, you know, if you waited until you're 72, your IRAs are going to force you to take about $30,000 in distributions, and about half of that distribution is going to push you into the next tax bracket. And, you know, I was explaining to him that, hey, you know what, if you were on board with us, we'd probably be looking at taking distributions right now and taking as much as we can in the current tax bracket that you're in, and converting that money to Roths. Because why wouldn't you, if you're going to have to take that money anyway in the future? And even better yet, if you can take the money now in a lower tax bracket than what you know projecting out that you're going to be in when you have to start taking forced distributions, you know, that's good planning.
It is good planning. Well, that's just what you do at EFS Wealth Management. I mean, you've got the insight, the knowledge to sort of, you know, help us understand what direction we need to go. Folks, if you want to get a head start, let me just give you the number. It's 712-560-0360. All right. So let's talk about some things that we need to be aware of that changed, say, in the last year or so.
And, well, one of them was the 10-year payout rule.
Oh, yeah. So that's a biggie.
Let's start with a new kid on the block. So this is the 10-year payout rule. It was created by the SECURE Act and is generally effective for deaths after December 31. It applies to December 31 of 2019, that is. So anybody who passed away last year or this year, it applies to all the beneficiaries in the retirement plan accounts and IRAs. The plan says that you have to start taking distributions evenly over 10 years or in random years, so long as there's no balance remaining in the retirement account at the end of the 10th year after the death of the individual whom the accounts were inherited from. I know it's a mouthful. So basically it says, look, you can take distributions anytime you want within the 10-year period following the date of death, as long as there's nothing left at the end of the 10th year.
Okay. Wow. That's, I mean, again, but are there strategies to sort of cushion that? Because yeah, like you said, that could be a huge tax burden.
Right. And I can say this because this just happened this past week. We had a client pass away, and one of the beneficiaries, her husband is a financial advisor. And so we were visiting about, you know, distributions and stuff like that. And so this act was passed over a year ago. And so, you know, we were talking about distributions, and he says, well, you know, you still have to take your required minimum distributions. And I'm like, well, what are you talking about? And he's just like, well, you know, the CARES Act, we didn't have to take RMDs last year. You know, most people were familiar with that. He had no idea. This guy's a financial advisor.
Wow.
Not from here. He's out on the East Coast. You know, but he had no idea that you didn't have to take required minimum distributions on inherited IRAs after 2019 anymore. And I said, no, that's not the facts. And I said, look it up. You know, you know, he actually sent me an email and said, yeah, I apologize. I didn't know that. You know, I didn't know that rule had changed. And I'm like, really? I mean, isn't this what you do? And
exactly.
And we didn't have a phone conversation. And he says, well, we really don't do a whole lot. We just manage portfolios. We really don't pay a whole lot of attention to, you know, everything that involves around the tax aspect of it.
Well, they just want their money.
Right. Yeah. And we find that to be true a lot of cases, in that, you know, like I mentioned before, earlier, the gentleman who is 67, you know, he's got 5 years to really do some tax planning. And, you know, his advisor just wanted to leave the money set in his IRA and says, well, just leave it there, start taking distributions at 72. Well, that's not necessarily a good plan.
No.
I mean, he's probably going to overpay. Well, I know he's going to overpay because, you know, if the IRA grows some, and, you know, the amount of the account grows and he hasn't taken any distributions and tax, you know, by the time he turns 72, the tax laws are going to have, you know, retroactively gone back to a 15% tax bracket and 26% tax bracket. And, you know, the current tax rates will be gone. And it was just, you know, craziness. I see that all the time.
Wow. I mean, that seems to me almost negligible on the part of an advisor who wouldn't be aware of those
rules.
Well,
they don't offer, they state it, you know, we don't offer, you know, tax advice. You know, and we don't necessarily either. We don't hold ourselves out as tax advisors, but we do point out, you know, hey, you know what? If you're in a lower tax bracket, you know, you might want to be converting Roth IRAs, you know, IRAs to Roth IRAs, you know, and here's what we think you should do. Go talk to your tax advisor, see if he agrees with us, and he'll come back and say, yeah, I agree. Most of the time he comes back and says, you know, yeah, that makes a whole lot of sense. But the tax advisors aren't telling people to do it either. Because normally the tax advisors, they don't know what's in the IRA accounts. They don't know how much money the person has. They're not, you know, looking at their retirement accounts and looking at their 401ks and wondering how, you know, knowing how much income they want to have.
Sure.
All they're doing is just doing it after the fact, you know, preparing their taxes with the information that they get given. So again, and here's another one. So speaking of after the fact tax preparation, Medicare premiums for 2021 are $148.50. However, there is a Medicare excise tax if you exceed certain income levels. And that income level is $88,000 for single taxpayers and $176,000 for joint tax filers. And premiums can be as high as $505 a month.
Oh, my gosh. So, Mark,
for the top income threshold, you know, resulting in Medicare premiums going up by $4,200 per person.
Wow.
Per couple, $4,200 per person, or over $8,000 per couple.
So the numbers that get bandied about $149 or whatever it is, you know, that's good and well as long as you don't make a lot of money.
Right. And so here's the key on this one. So let's take a single filer because that's an easy one to talk about. It's $88,000.
Okay.
If you are $1 over that $88,000, you fall into that Medicare excise penalty. And what happens is when you file your tax return, so let's say you filed your tax return in this year, and your you know, income comes in at $89,000, so $1,000 more than $88,000. So what happens is that come December of next year, you're going to get a letter from Social Security saying, well, based upon your income, your deduction that we're going to take from your Social Security check for Medicare is going to be not $148.50, but a number higher than that. You know, and there's a graduated scale. So I mean, it might only be $30 a month more, but if your income is over that $88,000 by $1,000, and you're going to pay an extra $360 a year in Medicare premiums, that's an excise tax. That's a 36% effective tax bracket that you just put yourself in.
Wow!
In addition to the federal tax that you paid on it. And so your effective tax rate on that $1,000, you know, is over 50%.
That doesn't sound good to me.
No. You know, people are like, well, I'm only in a 12% tax bracket. And I lay it out and say, well, you know what? On this money, you paid over 50% taxes on it because, you know, you exceeded the Medicare penalty. You know, maybe some of the Social Security became taxable. Your income tax bracket went up. You know, all kinds of stuff happens. So you have to be aware. That's my point. You can't make decisions in a vacuum without taking into account how do taxes affect people. And we teach a class. We've taught this class for years. It's called Taxes in Retirement. And retirees have the ability to control the taxes that they pay because how you take income, where you take income from, and how you arrange your retirement assets both today and for the future can have a meaningful impact on the amount of taxes that you may owe. So again, it's something that you've got to look at. You can't do it in a vacuum. And you need to work with a firm or an advisor who looks at those kinds of things. You know, either your accountant better be looking at it and coordinating with your advisor, or your advisor better be doing it and coordinating with your accountant.
Well, the thing that's unique about you guys at EFS Wealth Management is you've got, you know, sort of the connections to all of the right people in terms of all of the specialty areas that we're talking about here, whether it's taxes or whether it's Medicare, whatever it might be.
Right. And you know, so for those of the people that are wanting to see what a comprehensive plan looks like that includes, you know, how to coordinate and put those pieces of the puzzle together. And so pieces of the puzzle are, you know, where's my income at? Should I do Roth conversions? You know, what distribution plan should I have? How does that coordinate with estate planning in terms of the changes to the SECURE Act and those types of things? You know, how can I plan to reduce volatility? What am I paying for fees? How can I minimize those things? There's the jigsaw puzzle, people. And if you want to know what that jigsaw puzzle looks and how to fit those pieces together in your own plan, give us a call, 712-560-0360. You know, we'll have a conversation. You know, it's just a simple conversation on the phone to answer a few of your questions. There's no cost or obligation. Pick up the phone and call us, 712-560-0360. And let us show you a little bit more maybe about some of the things that you're not thinking of. And then we can have a chance for us to, you know, get into the more of the details of your plan, put some information together, do an analysis for you, and how does that work, you know, with our firm and so forth.
Sure. Well, folks, here it is. Don't miss this opportunity to sit down with Mark and the team and you know, put that financial roadmap together. Like he said, it's a big puzzle and there's a lot of moving pieces. Mark can translate for you a lot of complex world like you just talked about, whether it's the, you know, talking about the Medicare and the costs there. So many different things that he can help you understand. It's a phone call away. It's 712-560-0360. You're going to get that comprehensive financial review. There's There's no cost, no obligation. It's a chance to really sit down and walk out with a roadmap that can help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. 712-560-0360. Again, 712-560-0360.
Planning for retirement covers more than just money. It also touches on attaining that dream of what you want to do in retirement and the legacy you want to leave behind. When we come back, retirement planning during times of economic uncertainty.
How's the market doing?
It's fine.
How's the market doing now?
The same as it was 5 seconds ago.
Stop worrying about market volatility. A good retirement plan will keep you from panicking when and if there's ever a panic, even during a correction or a mild recession. Get that solid retirement plan with lifetime income and protection from pitfalls. Get in touch with Mark on Money's Mark Giel, 712-560-0360, 712-560-0360.
We're back on the Mark on Money with Mark Giels. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Mark Giels, a certified financial planner, 30 years in the biz, and always fun to talk with, and great insight as always, Mark. We're going to talk about some things in this segment too that we just have to be aware of things going on and how we want to get to where we want to be, especially when it comes to retirement.
Yeah, and when we talk about planning in times of uncertainty, I can't remember anything that has been more uncertain, and I've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah. But
I can't think of anything that has been more uncertain than where we're sitting at right now today. And having your goals in retirement is important, and you know, also having an ongoing conversation with your advisor, I think, is critical, because things evolve and change over time. And so we're going to talk a little bit more about really how to plan for you know, uncertainty.
Sure.
You know, how to, 'cause we know it's there and we're in it right now.
Exactly.
And so how did you do in planning for this pandemic uncertainty, and what are you doing today? And I can tell you a couple kind of thoughts that come to mind, because, you know, people come into us and they're looking for, you know, I don't know what the word that I'm looking for here, Steve, clarification or confirmation, I think, is probably the better term.
Okay.
They're looking for confirmation that they've accumulated enough money and their money is going to be able to sustain them over retirement. And there are two fields of thought on this. And one is, if you are retiring at the end of a bull market, and we never know when the bull market's going to end. I mean, technically, the bull market ended in March. I don't know if I would term that as an ending. I think it was a cataclysmic sell-off. But obviously, the bull market has resumed. You know, we just hit new all-time highs earlier this year. And if you're retiring at the end or towards the end of a bull market, you need a lot more money than what you think you need. And the reason is because, you know, returns have already averaged double-digit returns over the last decade. And so the long-term average of markets are usually about 4% higher than what the average, you know, 4 to 5% higher than what average inflation is. That's kind of how markets end up, you know, terming out. You know, somewhere, if you look in the past, you know, you plug in inflation rates, you know, add 4 or 5% to equity returns. And, you know, if you're at the end of a bull market, you know, you can't say that, well, the market's averaged, you know, 9% overall, so I can figure, you know, that maybe my money's going to average 9% going forward. You really can't do that, because remember, 9% is an average. And if you've just come off an average return of 14 or 15% average, and, you know, how do you get to that 9% average? Well, you got to cut, you know, you got to take, you know, half of 14, which, you know, you got to add the two together. So 9 plus 9 is 18. If you've averaged 14, well, the expected return going forward then would be 4% to average that 9% average. So markets underperform after a bull market. Now, if you're retiring at the bottom, so if you were in our office in March and you had plenty of money to retire with in March, I'd say, you know, you're doing great. Mark is down 30%. You know, you still have, you know, money that you're able to retire with. And your retirement plan is on a lot more solid ground. For instance, people that retired in 1999 found that out, that some of them actually ended up going back to work in 3 or 4 years because markets lost, you know, half of their value and they did not have a sustainable plan. People that retired in 2002, 2003, after the market was down 30, 40%, those people are still retired and are doing fine because they retired at the bottom of the market. And, you know, if they invested their money long term into markets, they've averaged a decent return on that money, hopefully, and their retirement plans are in place. So, you know, the amount of money you have is also, you know, important in perspective of where we're at in the economic cycle of whether or not that money is sustainable or not. And when you talk about distributions, so, you know, I want to caution people about blindly following conventional rules.
Never a good idea.
No. And so, you know, there was an old model for retirement savings, and I'll call it an old model because it was developed by a financial planner in the 1990s, and it was called the 4% withdrawal rule, saying, you know, you should be able to take 4% off of your portfolio, adjust it by inflation each year without running out of money during retirement. That was the conventional wisdom, and it's a hard habit to break because there's still many people that are using or you know, calculate potential retirement needs based on that 4% withdrawal rate. And that 4% withdrawal rate was based on a conventional portfolio, you know, that was 60% equities, 30% bonds, and 10% cash. Well, back in the 90s, that 30% bond portion of the portfolio was yielding about 6%. The cash was yielding about 5%. Well, today, if you have a 60-40 portfolio, 40% of your money is earning zero. You know, after fees and expenses,
yes,
it's probably earning zero. And if interest rates go up, that 40% of your portfolio could actually lose money. So it's you know, so how can you sustain a 4% withdrawal rule on a portfolio where almost half of it isn't expected to earn anything? And the answer is you really can't. You know, that means the other 60% that's in stocks has to perform way above average to make up for the other 40% that in retrospect, when this rule was created, was earning 4 to 6%.
Well, things are vastly different than they were in the 90s. I mean, the guy behind that, his name is William Bengen, isn't it? He's the originator of the 4% rule.
Oh, he's the guy.
He's the guy,
okay.
Yeah.
All
and
right.
I just saw, there was just an article I started reading just before the show, actually. And he's saying maybe now it could be maybe 4.5%.
That you could do 4.5% now.
Right.
Instead of four. Well, you could do 10%, you know, withdrawal if you're only going to live 10 years.
I suppose so. Well, who wants to think that way?
Right. Well, I mean, that's, you know, it's all relative, you know, because, a 4% withdrawal of portfolio should be able to sustain, you know, if you're going to be around for 20 years, that should work. But if you're going to be around for 35 years, you know, 4% might not be that great of a plan. And then how do you plan for, you know, staying invested? And that's really one of the hardest things for people to do is how do you stay invested in a volatile market with so much uncertainty? It's very easy to just say, you know what? You know, I don't know what's going on with the new administration. I don't know what's going on with this virus. You know, I don't know what's going on with, you know, all of the, you know, you got, you know, AMC and GameStop going up 10,000%, and you got Robinhood traders, you know,
you got Reddit
short
traders
squeezing the market, and you got, you know, the Reddits and, you know, all this fintech stuff, and, you know, I don't know what to do, so I'm just
exactly,
you know, gonna sit out and not do anything. And you do that, and you know, a year later, the market's up 20%. And then it's like, well, geez, I don't want to get back in now because now I've missed out on 20% return, so I just sit there. Or on the other side, you know, you do what a lot of people do when the market goes down is you sell because, you know, you're afraid that you're going to lose all your money and, you know, you just have some money left. So you're figuring, hey, I got enough. I might have to maybe tone down my spending a little bit, but I don't want to have all my money go away because the sky is falling. You know, those are two extremes, but it's because people just don't have a written plan that says, okay, in these types of scenarios, I invested my money like this. This is how it's gone, and this is what it's done, and various other, you know, financial crises. I don't need the money for 15 years. I know it's in bucket number three. And that's important to have a plan that not only is laid out and gives you enough income, but also from a psychological standpoint helps you sleep well at night.
Right. Oh, that's a great way to look at it, Mark.
Right. And that's why it's so important we create a written income plan that takes that into account. You know, at our website at EFS4U.com lays that out, shows how we do what's called time segmented distribution. So it's identifying each time period. So the first 5 years, the next 5 years, 5 years after that, what should we have invested in that investment? Where should we draw income from? And what's the rate of return that we expect to earn in each one of those different segments? And the longer the segments go out, so the 15-year segment, well, it's you know, invested in equities for the most part, but you don't need it for 15 years. The money that you need the first 5 years, it's not at risk. It's invested in safer assets, you know, that you can pull down from, aren't going to fluctuate, then the market does crazy things. So you get to sleep well at night, and you can structure it and see, okay, here's my 15-year bucket, how's it doing? Here's my 1 year, 2 year, 3 year money. You know, it's not doing much because it's being spent, and it's not going to have a whole lot of fluctuation. So it lays that all out, and you can decide, you know, how much do I want to spend the first 5 years? How much do I want to be spending 10 years from now? So you take that nest egg, allocate it across those different time segments, and you come up with a plan. And that plan is written out into a detailed income plan. You know, it's about 12 to 15 pages, just the income plan portion of it. And then we integrate in, when do you draw Social Security? What about tax planning? What accounts should we be drawing off first? Should we be converting some of this money to Roth IRAs? Some of the things we talked about in that first segment, you know, that's about, you know, making sure that you have an understanding, and if you put those things in place, you know, you're going to sleep better at night.
Absolutely. Well, Mark, why don't we invite folks to call right now?
Yeah, 712-560-0360. We just want to have a conversation with you. You know, there's four advisors. We've got a great team, you know, at the office. You know, we'll answer your questions. And if you want to receive some additional information from us about how we work with you, we can send that out. But we'll be able to have a conversation and get a feeling, is there anything that we can make a significant difference with in your financial life? Is it a good time for us to visit? Maybe it isn't now, but maybe it's maybe in, you know, 2 years or 3 years from now is a better time. And we'll be like, you know what, you're just not in the right place at this time. You're doing things correctly. But hey, you know what, you're getting into that retirement red zone here in a little bit, and that's something that we want to have a conversation for in the future. So yeah, call us, 712-560-0360. Let's just have a conversation.
That's really how it starts, folks, that conversation. It is a chance for you to get that true practical financial review. Maybe you're looking for a second opinion. Maybe you've never had a plan put together before. It all starts with that phone call, 712-560-0360. You'll get that comprehensive financial review. You've got no cost, no obligation for this review. And when you walk out, you'll have in your hand a roadmap that can really help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. 712-560-0360. Again, 712-560-0360. Mark, as always, a pleasure to chat with you, and it's the always insightful, great information.
Yeah, it was great. We go over a lot of stuff, you know, and you can go to our website too, and you can listen to past shows, you know, so if you miss some, or you just don't want to get up that early on a Sunday morning to listen to us live, you can go to our website and listen to all the past shows. They're all on there. Telling you what they're about and so forth.
Sounds good. Then we want to thank everybody for listening. We really appreciate it. And we're going to be back again next week with new topics and new questions and a whole lot more right here on Mark on Money with Mark Eales.
Coach P Radio.
Securities offered through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors, Inc., an SEC-registered investment advisor. EFS Group and the Securities America companies are unaffiliated. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company.